You're listening to SBS News.
The US tariffs cover thousands of Chinese goods, including high-tech components such as semiconductor chips for televisions, cars, computers and smartphones. President Donald Trump says US-China trade has been unfair, pointing to the trade deficit, alleged cyber theft and to Chinese requirements that foreign investors hand over intellectual property.
I respect China and I respect President Xi, but they've been killing us. $507 billion in trade deficits last year. 507. Who the hell can lose 500? Then you want to do something about it, you get attacked. Oh, that's not nice. That's not free trade. The war was lost on trade many years ago. You know, when they were saying, not a free trader, I said, no, no, the war was lost. But now we're going to win it. And because we have all the cards.
China says it will retaliate with tariffs on hundreds of American goods, including top exports such as soybeans, sorghum and cotton, threatening farmers in states that backed Trump in the 2016 presidential election, such as Texas and Iowa. Speaking before the implementation of the tariffs, a spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce, Gao Feng, said the US decision would have a negative global knock-on effect.
If the US implements the tariff measures, it will impose the tariffs on enterprises from China and other countries, including US companies. Implementation of additional tariffs by the US will in fact damage the global industrial chain and value chain. To sum it up, the US is firing shots at the whole world, including itself.
While the tariffs are not expected to have a major immediate economic impact, there are fears a prolonged battle could disrupt makers and importers of affected goods. An economist with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, Robert Scott, believes the Trump administration's trade war with China and the US allies is unlikely in the short term at least to have much of an impact.
The cost is not going to be as large as some people think. We're talking about essentially tariffs of 10 to 25% on perhaps $50 to $100 billion worth of imports. That's a tiny fraction of the overall U.S. economy, less than 0.1%.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has expressed hope that the U.S. and China will take their dispute to the World Trade Organization to be settled before it hits global standards of living. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.